It's time that we returned. It's time that we got to grips with man's quest for meaning. Meaning is not an abstract thing. It's not something that you can look up in a dictionary. Meaning must be meaning for you. Must be something that you personally experience. Man's quest for meaning is therefore his quest for himself. His quest for the totality, for the wholeness of his own being. On one level, so to speak, man belongs to the realm of historical reality. On another level, he belongs to the realm of spiritual reality. And the Mahayana scriptures reveal this realm to him. Myth reveals this world to him. Poetry reveals this world to him. And they don't reveal it to him as something external to himself. They reveal it to him as his own world. Reveal it to him as a world in which he himself actually lives, usually without knowing it. A world of which he is part. A world of which he is an inhabitant. It was a maxim of the Neoplatonists that the eye was able to see the sun only because it had in it something sun-like, something akin to the sun. Similarly, we can experience the archetypal realm at all only because we ourselves are, on another level, archetypal beings. If we read a Mahayana sutra properly, we become part of the sutra. We become part of the assembly. We're included in the assembly. There we are, right in the midst of the assembly. But the fact that we can ourselves make the transition from the realm of historical reality to the realm of archetypal reality does not mean that the realm of historical reality is left behind. It doesn't mean that we discard history and opt for myth. We need both. We need both because we exist, in fact, in both realms. We exist in the realm of historical reality. We exist in the realm of archetypal reality. We exist in them all the time. Even though, in the case of the realm of archetypal reality, we may not be conscious of the fact. There's no question, therefore, of our literally passing from the one to the other. There's no question even of them existing, as it were, side by side. In the mural painting, Vimalakirti and Manjushri confront each other. They're engaged in vigorous encounter. It's a question of history versus myth. But what we have to do is to bring them together. That there has to be a sort of marriage between Vimalakirti and Manjushri. We have to realize that Vimalakirti is Manjushri, and that Manjushri is Vimalakirti. Time is eternity. Eternity is time. Rupa is Shunyata. Shunyata is Rupa. If we can realize that, then history and myth will have played their part in man's quest for meaning. And man's quest for meaning, his quest for himself, will be complete.